we have an eyewitness interview to get to right here. Kimberly and Emberlyn with Cascades of Grants Pass here in studio today. Welcome, ladies. How are you two doing?
Good. Great. Good morning.
Morning.
It's great to have you guys here because we have, well, two things that we really want to highlight today. Kimberly, what are we starting with today?
So we're going to talk about Train Your Brain. We are hosting Dr. John Chambers Friday, June 12th at 1. He is going to do a masterclass for us on training your brain. He's got practical tips to improve your memory. So we would love to have you.
Oh, man, I could certainly use some memory help there. Not one of my stronger suits, but what can folks, I don't know if this is like something that they'll find out when they get there. What are some of his practices in this master class that he has coming up?
So it's a free event, again, June 12th at 1. He'll share and talk about discovering how implementing simple daily habits today can pave the way for significantly better brain health tomorrow.
Nice. Now, who all can be a part of this?
Anyone.
Anybody.
Anybody.
Any age, any size, any shape,
right.
Anything.
That's right.
That's awesome. Yeah. I mean, heck, memory affects all of us sometimes.
That's
I think
right.
I know I have my blind spots every now and then.
And I think the sooner we know, the better, right? Your brain is a muscle. So use it or lose it. So I'm really excited to hear what he has to say and share and learn.
Yeah.
Train my brain, too.
That'll be awesome. And again, what were the times on this coming up?
It is June 12th, Friday, June 12th at 1, and it's free. So we'd love to have everybody.
It's going to be at our building.
Splendid. And okay,
yes,
perfect.
At Cascades. Thank you.
Yeah. That'll be wonderful. Because again, like I said, something like you were saying, use it or lose it. Definitely a muscle to exercise, and that'll come in real handy. So how often do you guys do events like this at Cascades?
Ooh, gosh, we'd like to get something going like this on a regular basis, at least once a month, where we invite the general public to come to our building. We'd love to become a resource for everybody and use local people in, you know, so John is a local doctor in the area. So
that's right.
Yeah, that's the goal.
Excellent. Yeah. Well, not only do we have this coming up, but there's something else on the way. Emberlyn, you have some info on this.
So same week, a little bit earlier, we are going to do our annual car show.
Ah,
so,
nice.
we are working with some local car show clubs, and they're going to come out and do a barbecue. So on June 10th at 1 o'clock, we are inviting everyone to come and have some barbecue with us and look at some beautiful old cars because,
oh man,
you know, that's just the fun of summer.
Right.
Stroll down memory lane.
Yeah. I was going to say, kind of tis the season. There's a lot of car shows coming up and going on around the, around,
we're one of the first ones. So we're going to kick off that season.
Heck yeah.
we're the trendsetters.
I love that. Oh man. So you got to have a lot of spaces. There we go.
We have about 30 cars. We usually set up a way for 30 and then more people start showing up every year. So we're really excited to see what happens this year.
Right on. Do they need to sign up ahead of time, or is this something that's already figured out, or if someone else wanted to join the fun?
If they want to bring in a car, please give us a call. They can call me at 541-479-1284. The more the merrier. If they would like to come and just have a barbecue and enjoy, they don't need to RSVP. It's always nice if you do, so we know we're coming and we make sure we have enough food, but there'll be plenty. So come and join us.
Man, so car shows and memory workshops. You guys span a lot of different things. What other kind of events do you guys do typically?
Oh, gosh. You know what? It really just kind of depends on what's going on. We've done fashion shows. Mm. We've done fashion exhibits. We've done things for veterans. We're always looking for those type of things that the public wants to look at and things that they're interested in. So if anyone has any ideas, gosh, give us a call. We'd love to hear it.
We'll
make it happen.
Sweet. They can call you again. What was that number?
Oh, it is 541-479-1284. And they can ask for Ember or Kim.
Brilliant. And they can track you guys down at your location.
Yep. Cascades of Grants Pass.
Splendid.
That's right.
Oh, man. Well, a lot of things to mark the calendar for. Again, that is coming up June 10th and the 12th. So, yeah, busy week there for you guys.
Busy.
That's got to be a lot of fun. And now it's kind of starting to draw near. So how does that feel now that the process of getting things ready is starting to wrap up?
Exciting. A little nerve-wracking. But, you know, especially when you have so much happening. But when you have a big campus like we do, there's always something going on. We're here to just make sure that our seniors have the best life possible. Mm-hmm. And we try and keep that fun rolling.
Definitely. Oh, I bet they appreciate it very much.
We appreciate them.
Right on. It's mutually beneficial.
Exactly.
Right. Excellent. Well, anything else before I let you two go?
No, we are open for tours. So if you want to come and take a look at our campus, we do independent, assisted, and memory care. And it's not what you think it is. Come and come and join it.
I'm intrigued. Excellent. And again, how can they learn more about what you guys do?
They can follow us and come on down to the community, or they can call us at 541-479-1284.
Excellent. Thank you both so
Thank
much
you.
For
Thank
coming
you.
On. I appreciate it. And hey, that'll do it for this eyewitness interview right here on KJO.